De Caloris. This reflection is based on the readings from Monday 9:25, from Luke 8:16 through 18. No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. This is a pretty familiar reading. Jesus is saying that once we have the light of his love shining in our heart, we shouldn't conceal it in a vessel or try to hide it. Kate did a great job last week looking at our faith versus works. She concluded if you have faith, works is a natural extension of faith. You really don't have faith unless it is accompanied by works. I think this is much the same. If you have the light of Christ shining in your heart, you simply wouldn't think of hiding it or concealing it. If your light is real, it simply shines wherever you are and whatever you are doing. It doesn't matter if you're praying, working, or sharing with friends. The light is with you. And the great thing about the light is that people notice. They may not realize specifically what it is, but they notice. You look at people like Mother Teresa. No matter how old and shriveled she looked, she radiated joy, life, and love. I remember our gatherings. Sometimes the light was so strong I could actually feel it. It was uplifting, energizing, and extremely noticeable. Now, being human as we are, the light sometimes starts to flicker, and sometimes we might think it has even extinguished. Those times we simply need to rely on our faith and trust God to help us reignite our flame. We need to do our part. Go to Mass, read the Bible, go to prayer group, read other spiritual material, and above all, pray. I'm not sure the light is actually out, but there are times we may need to provide a little kindling so the flame can become bright again. Sharing my light, as I hope you are sharing yours. Deb Ayres.